Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You naked bunch of bitches.
Comedian Nick Allen with us. I saw Nick at the Funny Bone last weekend. He kicked ass. Funny guy. How about how dark was Carmen?
Oh, she's great.
She was so cool. Yeah. And so dirty.
Yeah, I love
it. Now, I know the next
Not
night.
Not her skin tone, but her comedy. Dirt, but,
yeah, the comedy.
No, I don't know. You're right. We don't know how dirty she was. But she was really dark. And I mentioned that you guys, I went to the Friday show, and you did two Saturday, right, with her?
Yes.
On Friday, she actually said out loud, I mean, who voted for Trump? I think, don't say that here.
There weren't many Friday.
No.
They were more on
I was going to say, there was
Saturday.
None. I heard a peep Friday. That was it. I was so proud of my city that I was there, and only somebody went, yeah, best way, boo. Yeah. How about Saturday? She bring
they
up
were
both
more
those nights?
Early. They were more. I didn't see that on the late show, but the early show they were more than there were Friday. But they were
them?
Drowned out by people
the
that
good,
are like,
okay, good, good.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. As long as it's starting to turn the other way, and I think it is.
I don't want to generalize here, but your average Trump voter
ain't a funny bone goer.
Ain't gonna go out and see some chick do comedy.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
the Ditkas aren't showing up.
No.
If they are there, they're probably not real thrilled when she takes the stage.
Paul Mercurio is not really a Trump fan either, since he writes for Colbert. and he tweets out anti-Trump stuff all the time. But he just does comedy on stage, and Paul's going to be in town later this week. Looking forward to that. Our buddy Nick's with us now. Jungle Jack Hanna later on.
Paul joining us tomorrow?
He is, yeah.
Tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, Greg and Sean will be here early, and then Paul will come in a little bit later.
Oh, Paul's flying in today?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Craig Evans is here.
Yeah. That'd be Greg Warren and
Dick Harp.
Sean Gannett.
Dick Harp.
Tyler,
no.
You know, I'm looking into this, and Amy Mann may not be 6 feet tall.
Uh-oh.
That's earth-shattering.
She had heels on them.
She might be 6'2"?
No.
Damn.
Now, in my defense, I was pretty drunk when I got on stage.
Right.
And I said, here's till Tuesday. And I looked at her, and it wasn't in the eye. So she might have been rocking some rock and roll heels.
In an article in Paper Mag, the interviewer said that they read that they were interviewing Amy Mann, and the interviewer told her that the interwebs or Wikipedia said that she was 6 feet tall and asked her, can that be true? To which she replied, no, that's insane. A very, very short person must have seen me and thought...
You're a dick. You are such a dick. I'm an average height man. I used to be average.
She says that she's 5'9", maybe.
Oh. Yep, she had heels on then. In my defense, it's 1990 we're talking about. Brain cells.
But
At a bar.
Nathan on the EMA makes a good point here. It's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Tyler did what he gets mad at Craig for. He persuaded everyone that Amy Mann was taller.
I did.
And then picked the opposite way.
I did. I did, rightly so. But I don't control the game, Craig.
See, I don't care about that.
Yeah. See,
by the way, now I know it works, Craig. Good job.
Right.
I did try that last time.
It does work.
He calls you a cheater. No, I say that's just good gamesmanship.
For me, he's the host. The host can't cheat. The players can.
I didn't cheat. Yeah. I was just making sure that you were getting your answers right.
All right.
It's or like that chess. I understood what your answers were.
Yeah, I would call what if Craig does it, it's cheating. If Tyler does it, it's gamesmanship because he's trying to throw off his other competitor.
Yeah, he's
and
a competitor.
I wasn't consciously, right. But it worked.
Whatever,
so.
You can't have any bias or any influence coming out of the host.
Right.
That's wrong.
Right, but if Tyler, being another competitor, says, boy, Amy Mann is tall. Oh, she's tall, guys.
Yeah, I saw
she's
her.
She's really tall. I saw her.
I did. That part wasn't a lie, but it
and
worked.
And then we start buying his BS. He picks the other way just to get the solo hit. I see how you do.
Turns out he was laying on the stage. And everybody was 6 feet tall.
And in my defense.
A bunch of giants.
In my defense.
Yeah, maybe I was. They're 8 feet tall.
In my defense, I was in flats. Remember that. Yeah.
Now, did she look good in person? Was she pretty in the face?
She was pretty, and she rocked. This was 1990, so she wasn't an old lady either. And the band kicked ass.
Does that band still exist?
They did in 1990, and that's a few years ago. If you haven't looked at the calendar.
Good reference.
Haven't looked at your Russian calendar lately.
That's a great answer to that question.
What?
Does the band still exist? They did in 1990.
I don't know. Maybe,
what a hell of an answer.
I don't know.
That's an answer. Good one.
Yeah. But a lot of people are under the impression that, you know, once you don't hear them on the radio anymore, well, she must be working at Kohl's. Yeah. No, she's probably still involved.
They
in
still
the
play.
Music
no,
business.
She is. Yeah, she's done some. God, this is we're talking too much about this. Who's taller checked in on Twitter. Tyler's a happy camper after his big win. Who's taller, Saddam Hussein or before capture 6'1" or Amy Mann 6 foot, which might be wrong. Who's taller, a game you love to hate or you hate loving it? Either way, thanks for playing.
looks like she's mostly solo these days, Todd.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but still active.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still active.
And she was married to Chris Penn. No, not Chris
Michael
Penn.
Michael Penn.
Michael Penn. That's right.
Or, as we would probably call him, Scott Penn.
Yeah, he had a hit record.
But he's not Sean or Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris is dead.
But so they were both more famous than him.
You want to
him.
Be Chris, yeah.
Chris Penn was the Footloose guy, right?
Right, right. Boy, we went around the bend for that one.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Did.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
I do like that in my defense, I was really drunk.
Well, you guys aren't arguing that, are you?
No.
Nobody's arguing that. Nobody's going to argue that. What's that like?
In my defense, I was wasted.
Right.
I still don't like it as much as is that band around they were in 1990. That's still the best answer of the whole conversation.
Once again, in my defense, I was really drunk 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Amy Mann put out a solo album early this year.
All right.
And was on Colbert.
She's great.
So there you go.
Still quite active.
It's good that Coles gave her that time off.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Nick. Or just point.
Christopher Plummer took over the acting duties for Kevin Spacey in that movie.
And got nominated for a Golden Globe, right?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
He's good. Undeniably, Christopher Plummer's good. It's his birthday today.
Nice.
So we're wishing Christopher Plummer a happy birthday today.
Do we ever see Kevin Spacey in a movie again?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Oh, you mean a new one?
Yes.
Here's
the deal. I think of all the professions, I think that I still think that Louis C.K., you'll see eventually do stand-up.
By the way, his movie leaked out.
He bought it back. He bought it back, I read.
It leaked out online.
Did it? Okay. He bought it back. Okay. I read that, too. So maybe he leaked it himself. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I think Louis C.K. will be back on stage. We obviously know that maybe politicians don't get they don't get back in office. They stay in office. That's true. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think acting is different.
The people in the entertainment
Weinstein's
industry.
Weinstein could actually take his own money and produce something. He really could. He could actually do that.
How long will they be punished?
But will Kevin Spacey ever be on screen again?
I don't think he
will. Yeah. I think that what is, I'm afraid.
I'm not talking about if you're charged with a crime. I'm talking about the sexual harassment, I grabbed ass.
If it is what it is that we know right now.
Right.
I am afraid that we are going to get tired of this story.
And second chances will be allowed. Although, in his case,
we're going to get tired of the story. We're going to figure, well, everybody did it. Somebody's got to act.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's a great actor. That's the problem.
Here's what's happening now. I don't know if you read the deal.
But the Me Too thing is huge, and it should be.
But Tucker Carlson.
Oh, God.
And this is just like Fox News. I mean, granted, you can't do this. He claims he was falsely accused. And
accused Tucker Carlson? I haven't even read that yet.
You look at it and you think, it's just like Fox News to make themselves the victim. But, mm-hmm. You know, if you're falsely accused.
You're pissed.
That's a problem, too.
Right.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But most of these women are very credible. The Rory Moore people were credible. The Trump stuff is credible. The Weinstein stuff's credible, and the Lauer stuff's all credible.
Yeah, but as that goes,
that we know, and obviously we know that the, and we also know that the Louis C.K. stuff's credible.
As the legitimate accusations come out, there will also be an uptick in fake accusations. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But they're looking into that. I mean, there was that guy offered a fake accusation. Remember, he's trying to sell somebody, that douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also somebody was shopping a fake Schumer accusation.
Yeah, for Schumer.
It was a fake.
They actually came up with a document that said that he had done something wrong. And they had this woman in there saying, you know, that he had harassed her. Well, Chuck Schumer's office got a hold of this document and said, no, wait a minute, this is completely fake. Here's this woman that's named in here. Here's the woman that's named in here. She quit a few years ago, but fine, go ahead and talk to her. Mm-hmm. And the woman said, no. I never said any of those things. There's some facts about me specifically in this document that are incorrect. I never said any of these things. I had nothing but a good experience working for him. This is just completely wrong. It is a false document, 100%.
And it was being shopped.
And it's being shopped around. You're afraid of that happening as well.
Right.
Some guys are just getting out ahead of it completely. Like, Olbermann just left his show. He's like, I'm done. Like, well, that's a little weird, isn't it?
He left his
internet show.
I know.
Yeah. I think that that's a good guy who knows something's going to, like, coming down from somewhere.
Yeah,
and he's just like,
I'm
going to quit.
Because he did these little pieces, the resistance, this Hammer and Trump.
Yeah.
They were great pieces. And he said, it's coming to an end now, and I'm going to quit. And I saw people saying, well, it's not over yet. Trump's still in office, and you're doing a good job bringing him down. And now he's tweeting about baseball. That does make sense, Nick.
Yeah.
It does.
He should have kept his pants on, and he'd still have his show.
Maybe. Not in here, though. You're allowed to have your pants off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Required, even.
Yeah.
That's encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christopher Plummer's birthday today. It's Dick Van Dyke's birthday today.
Van Dyke's older. I know that.
Yeah. Well, we got to go with that. Who's taller here?
Van Dyke's pretty tall.
Yeah.
This
was just way too easy.
Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Who's taller?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Very good.
Both Dick Van Dyke.
Both Dicks.
Yep.
Dick and Dick.
Yeah, Christopher Plummer's only 5'10". I thought he was taller than that.
Really?
That seems about right.
Okay. Now when I sit off and hear this, when I hear the game play from a different perspective, I realize it is stupid.
Really? There's a perspective where it's not?
There is. Well, no. When you win, you think it's cool.
Yeah, when you're winning.
Okay.
And then when you hear other people talk about it, you go, boy, that's just dumb.
It is. For as dumb as it is, there are a lot of layers to it, though.
Yes, there are a lot.
But at least the host saved his opinion until all the answers were in.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you hear someone admit that they've contemplated how tall Christopher Plummer is, you realize how dumb that is.
I was taller than that.
At Pornhub.com, they've announced that they will offer users free access to the premium version.
Oh, this guy says Brent checking it. Tyler, in your defense, you do look taller in the commercials. Me and Todd are on TV every week for about maybe 10 seconds locally here and with football helmets on. And Todd's taller than me in real life and on TV. But apparently I look okay on TV.
Well, you wear cleats to the shoot.
I do wear cleats. I do wear cleats.
And stand in front of him.
Right.
Kinda.
He takes a step forward.
No, I do not.
So we look like we're equal
height. Do not. I want to try that, though, next time.
Pornhub says that they will offer users free access to their premium version of Pornhub.
What is the premium version?
Time of Hanukkah.
Full-length versions?
It's nice, 8 days.
Just for Hanukkah.
Yeah. And why?
Oh, so you can watch an hour and 20 minutes of a porn movie.
That makes no sense
Who
to me.
Who does
man.
That?
It makes no sense to me.
Well, apparently Jews, if they're doing it for Hanukkah.
Yeah, they are. Corey Price, the site's vice president, said, we thought we'd bring some oi to the world.
Oh, man.
Now, early when we were discussing
One of the favorite clips on that Jew porn site?
Suck it, Jesus.
No, why did you yell that, Craig?
No, it's not.
It's not.
That is not true at all.
That's the title
The Jews love Jesus, too. Yeah, just like the Muslims love Jesus.
He's just not a savior to them. Yeah. Right. Right.
There was a group of Jews that did not love Jesus.
No. Yeah, there were some.
When we brought up Hanukkah earlier, we checked to see if, well, I checked to see, and there is a category called Jewish porn.
Yeah. You did look at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. It's just girls who are Jewish doing porn things.
I apologize to the Jews.
That was going
to
be like balls with little yarmulkes on them.
Well, that's the kind you look for, apparently.
Yeah, it's
apparently,
tough to find.
Apparently, you're projecting there, Nick.
Right.
Balls not, with yarmulkes.
Not doing anything kinky with a menorah or anything. They're just, it's just Jewish chicks banging guys.
Two yarmulkes with balls under them.
Well, it's hard to get them to stay to the balls because the would. Yarmulkes would
yeah,
just fall right off.
You have to set your balls down, I think.
Do they have the little, do they have little Hasidic curls, too, on them?
They would.
The vintage stuff does.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
There weren't any specific, they didn't break it down that much, like Hasidic Jew porn
no.
or Greek Orthodox
well,
Jew porn.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think aren't the Hasidic Jews the ones that can't touch a female that's not in their family?
Oh, yeah. Who was the
like
rapper?
Modest Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
So I think it would be tough for a Hasidic Jew to do porn because you would have to either do it with someone in your family or touch a female outside.
Plus the hat falls
wear
off,
rubber
too.
And gloves. Yeah.
The hat falls off.
Well, you would bring great shame to the family.
Wear rubber and some gloves. Yeah. And you ain't touching anything. Good point.
Yeah. Well,
Mr. Freak.
Like,
Well, it'd have to be those Naked Gun full body condoms.
All the uproar when Wiz Khalifa started doing porn. Oh, no, Mia Khalifa.
Mia. Yeah, that's Mia. Different.
You always do that, and I'm starting to think there's a
reason. Why are you watching Wiz Khalifa porn? That's
why
on you.
Not? I'm just looking for it. Okay. I can't seem to find it. Right. I know it's out there.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
After your boob job, smoking just 1 month before or after can lead your nipples to turn black and fall off.
Bush told me that.
The toxins in a cigarette can cause blood supply to the healing nipples to be cut off, ultimately making the nipples fall off.
I love the band.
The healing nipples.
The healing nipples.
Man. However, doctors say they can save decaying nipples.
That's a metal band.
With leeches.
Wow, good for the leeches.
Yeah. I hate leeches.
That's a good gig, though. You can get that gig. You're a boob leech. What's your job? I'm a boob leech. Cool.
I bring decaying nipples back to life. See, like, that's too fun.
It I can't. Is fun, yeah.
That didn't stick to the tape.
No, it did not at all.
It really didn't.
That's what.
Plus, out of context, it would make no sense.
When Craig and I were not in the same room, but we were watching C-SPAN together over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. C-SPAN 2.
Two. Yeah.
I know. I was watching Army Navy. You guys were. I was on that text.
No, there's.
I never clicked over because she said it was just a hot Asian chick, right?
There's a doctor, and she's local. She's from Omaha.
Yeah.
Also an author, and she goes around and speaks.
Does she live
places.
Here?
Yes.
Yes.
As a matter of fact,
what was she talking about, though?
She has a practice here.
Because the texting was only about something else I'm not going to get into. And she was kind
of
cute.
The book is, I forget the title of it, but it's all about, it's quackery. All about these old, you know, the barber poles, the bloodletting.
Oh, okay. So she wrote a history of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a history.
Okay. Yes. So she doesn't believe in it.
No.
No. Okay, cool.
No, but it's
well,
just,
she does understand that leeches are good for things
decaying
like
nipples,
this
right.
these days.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still using leeches in practice today.
The example she gave was tip of the nose issues. Where people have to have the tip of the nose worked on.
Yeah, real sensitive skin.
Yeah.
But she covers you know, all the medieval stuff that they used to do back in the day.
Bloodletting, things like that.
Things like that, yeah. She's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, it was very interesting talk. She's also a fan of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
How'd that come up in conversation?
It was part of the her introduction.
Right.
The song or the history of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
History.
Both. The song led to... Her being interested in the history.
Curious about it. I think we should have her up here. She sounded really interesting. And, you know, I don't think we'd make Dr. Mina jealous if we had her up one time. Talk about the book.
So, and get leeches on your
balls.
Because she was not afraid, if you noticed, even though that was a library crowd she was talking to, she was not afraid to get scatological.
Right. So she was very good.
Yeah, I have a feeling she could hang with us.
So if you are going to get yourself a boob job, don't smoke. They say even if you had the best doctor, if you smoke around any type of surgery, it can happen to anyone. If you smoke and have a facelift, skin on the face can die and show exposed fat. Or if you have a tummy tuck, a hole in your stomach can form. So don't smoke, people.
Yeah, any kind of plastic surgery. You should not smoke afterwards.
is what we hear.
Yeah, they didn't stress that enough on Nip Tuck.
I think if the what I've read is correct, you really should just not smoke, period.
Do you mind if I smoke during my abortion?
Nope.
Can't no, that's either. Fine.
Right. It sounds like it's kind of bad in general.
The nipples help the body part grow new blood vessels.
I've always loved that clip. It worked perfectly this time.
The leeches on the decaying nipples help to grow new blood vessels. The leeches then drain the old blood, causing the decaying nipple to turn from unhealthy purple back to healthy pink, typically taking several days.
That seems to me to be the only...
And we do like healthy pink. You're right about that.
And they look like little tassels.
Medieval medicinal practice. That they still use today.
Perhaps not for the same reason.
Look at the girl with the leech pasties on.
All right.
She's swinging them around.
She needed the money.
Look for that next Tanline Tuesday.
What, leech pasties?
A girl with a couple of leeches hanging off her nipples so they're officially covered.
And she's glad to see it.
You're going to make him work for that one.
Yeah.
All right, I'll type it in.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.